Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 22 is one of the greatest stories along the lines we're talking about in the Word of God. It's the story of Abraham. Anybody like Abraham? Oh boy. You're going to meet him one day. You can call him Papa if you want to. Okay, he is the father of all those who are in Christ by faith. Is that right? Father Abraham had many sons. And I am one of them. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Somebody needed to laugh a little bit right there. Genesis 22. Abraham had known God, seems like most of his life. And he had followed God. And he went out when he didn't even know where he was going. Didn't he? And he believed God when he had not a clue how such a thing could ever be. He's standing looking up in the night sky. And God tells him he's going to have as many kids as the stars in the heavens for multitude and as grains of sand on the shore. And he doesn't have a one. And his wife can't conceive. And he's getting older every day. And he just looked up in the night sky and said, God, if you say it, I believe it. Simple, but so powerful, so amazing. He's called the friend of God. Then in the course of time, I mean, it's not like it just happened the next day. Years went by until he got really old. And she got real, not only she couldn't conceive when she was young, she's gone through the change of life. They're both in their 90s. And it happened. Miracle of miracles. When he told him it was going to happen, you know, Sarah heard it in the tent. She laughed. She thought, that's funny. I'm going to have a baby. As old as I am, as old as he is. The Lord said, is anything too hard for the Lord? And it wasn't. Isaac was born. Laughter. And it seemed like through their amazing journey, God had come through and proved himself decade after decade, and we finally got where we were supposed to be, and we finally got everything that we believed for. And we got the miracle boy, and I can die in peace, and my boy can take over my large holdings and be blessed. And God says, I want that boy. Bring him up here and give him to me. Whew. Too much to ask? Too high a price? Boy, if you were ever going to say no, this would be the time, wouldn't it? If you were ever going to say, God, this is too much, you can't ask for that. Surely you're not asking. But you know what he did? The next morning. This is why he's in the book. The next morning, he gets the boy, he gets the donkey, he gets the fire and the wood, and up they go. Don't they? And when it comes right down to it, I mean, he laid the boy on the altar, he tied him, he picked up his knife. He ain't playing. He's doing this. Why? Because he'd figured out God would have to raise him from the dead. Because God had told him that in him would be his seed. So he know he can't die here. Hebrews 11 talks about this. He was accounting that God was able to raise him from the dead. He's figuring, well, I guess I'm going to see a resurrection right here. And in doing so, he gave his covenant friend the right to do the same thing for him. To give his only begotten son and raise him from the dead. Somebody say covenant. That's why Abraham's faith will always be honored throughout the eons to come. Everybody's going to always know about Abraham and his giving his son and his faith for the resurrection. And when it came down to it, Genesis 22:15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of heaven the second time after he had stopped him from killing the boy. He said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord. Whew. When God says it, it's enough. But here, he didn't just say it. He swears by himself. You know why he swore by himself? There ain't nobody bigger to swear by. Because you have done this thing, Abraham, and you've not withheld your son, your only son. Glory to God. What's going to happen? In blessing, I will bless you, and in multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. He's talking about the Christ, the Messiah. Why? Why? Because you have obeyed my voice, and he said like this, and there was nothing you wouldn't give me. There was no price you wouldn't pay. There was no cost too high. All through Abraham's life. Why Abraham? Abraham has one of the greatest places of honor in the universe forever. I mean, how many believe Abraham's important in heaven? When you're important in heaven, you're somebody. Abraham, out of all the billions that would ever live on the planet, why him? Why him? What is it about him? We're reading it. When God said, Abraham, you leave your mom and daddy. You leave your people. God has said the same thing to a lot of people. And they never left. They would not go. I love my mama. And this has always been our home place. And I'm not comfortable anywhere else. And I traveled to a few places and I couldn't wait to get back home. And what does that mean? Price is too high. Cost was too great for you. Wouldn't do it. What did Abraham do? What did he do? He left mom and daddy and uncles and aunties and cousins. And, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
He said, folks, I'm leaving. They said, why are you leaving? The Lord told me. They said, oh, my word. The Lord told him. The Lord told him. Where'd the Lord tell you to go? Well, he hadn't told me that part yet. I think I'm going yonder way. What do you mean? What state you going to? What town you going to live in? The Lord will show me. You mean you don't know right now? That's right. I'll know it when I get there. This is why he's in the book.
That's right.
This is why he's in the book. He doesn't have to have everything spelled out for him. He doesn't have to know that it'll be easy. He's willing to pay any price. And thing after thing, the Lord told him, do this, he did it. Do that, he did it. Do the other, he did it. And then finally, give me your son. And he did it. He didn't wait a day. Are you impressed, saints?
Yes.
You should be.
Yes.
Is he your father?
Yes.
Then you are of the same seed. You have this spiritual DNA in you. You can be like this. I can be like this. Somebody said out loud, no price is too high for my God. No cost is too great. If he wants it,
it's his.
If he wants me to do it,
it's done.
Amen.
Now, it didn't take long to say that. And the truth is, millions of Christians, they are not willing. They are not. They'll go so far, but then when the Lord asks for something else, well, that's too much. Quit doing all this stuff and serve on a team. And give, you know, X amount of hours a week to that. Quit doing all this and sow more money here. Quit doing all this. And folk will get mad. They'll go, I already do this. Here's a very big question. Who's asking? So many times people get their eyes on other people and think they're asking me to do this. Really? You see, the Israelites thought Moses and Aaron was their problem. Didn't they? I mean, some of the important men in the congregation, Korah, Dathan, Abiram. The Bible said they were men of renown, important people. That means other people looked up to them. And they decided, this Moses is just too big for his britches. Who does he think he is? Telling us do this and do that, and you can't do this and you can't do the other. And that Aaron, always following him around, declaring this and saying that. They decided, you know, we like God, but we don't like this Moses. Who called him? Who put him in charge? Anybody know the answer to that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.